The Affordable Care Act will be more affordable in New York than in New Jersey. That's according to a report released this morning from the Department of Health and Human Services. That report shows that a plan costing New Jerseyans uninsured $382. It'll cost New Yorkers $63 less. Here to help us understand why is Trudy Lieberman, health journalist and professor of public health at Hunter College. Hi, Trudy.
Hi.
Trudy, New Jersey was one of 36 states that opted out of setting up its own exchange, leaving that process to the federal government. Do you think that is the reason, the accounting for the drastic difference in prices?
No, not really. I think the real problem or issue is that New York, the rates are really going to be much lower in New York relative to what rates in the individual market have been in New York up to this point. And that's really a function of the very tight regulation that New York has had for several years now. And what that regulation did was they had community rating, and what that meant that there was a lot of younger people were basically subsidizing the older people who have a lot of health problems, and there was this cross-subsidization going on in that market, and everybody was really paying the same rate. So you had younger people who didn't have very many health problems paying basically the same rate as an older person. And so that tight regulation really kept New York rates quite high, and there were lots and lots of complaints about it in New York over the years as well. But the state figured that it was really fair to the older people, and that's why it stayed. So when we start now talking about the Affordable Care Act, the states that had that kind of tight regulation, and New York and a couple of the New England states had it, you also saw that other states like New Jersey and Ohio and Indiana and many other states were sort of coming up. And so New York had really no place to go but down as these rates began to kind of equalize. So this is really has nothing to do with whether the state opted in or out of doing its own exchange. It was a function of the regulatory situation in the state market before Obamacare.
Interesting. Now, even when you compare New Jersey's rates to other states that have not set up exchanges, it's still more expensive. Why?
The cost of medical care on the East Coast is a lot more than it is in many other states. We have very high cost of care here, and I think it's really important to understand that the cost of medical care is the main driver of why the insurance premium is what it is. And that's a point that a lot of people don't understand. It's easier to talk about the insurance companies because they do take a cut and so on, and you can argue whether that you want that or you don't want that. But what is really causing the price of insurance is how much it costs to get the services. And the cost of services in both New York and in New Jersey and many of the states is pretty high. And so when you talk about a state like maybe Alabama or Kansas, the price of care is probably less. Most likely it is less, and it can be a lot less. So one might expect to see lower premiums in those kinds of states. But there are many, many factors that really go into pricing a policy. It's not just that, although that's a major, major reason. There are lots of other things. And insurance companies kind of look at the competitive landscape, and they kind of decide, well, what kind of market do we want? How low do we want to force these premiums? Because if we want to make them low, we can entice a lot of new customers to our business, and that's what we want. I mean, every company in any business wants market share. That's the name of the game.
Sure. Trudy, I don't mean to cut you off. I just wanted to get to one final question. Given these prices, do you expect to see a lot of people sign up when the exchange goes online next Tuesday? I've got about 15 seconds.
I think we really don't know. I think we're going to have to wait and see.